Lights Out Till Dawn by D. Williams. Read by Kim Hicks. Chapter 1. Blitz Kids. August 1939.
What should we do, Mum?
Renee Morgan was sitting at her mother's kitchen table, tears running down her cheeks. She was holding the letter that had arrived that morning after she had left for work.
We knew it might happen, but we thought it would be just a trial run, you know, so that they can get all the kids together and in the right place. But this...
She threw the letter onto the table.
It sounds as if it's going to be the real thing.
I don't know what to say, love.
Maud looked at her sympathetically.
Perhaps it is just a rehearsal, as you said, you know, to get the kids to school and show them what they have to do if the worst happens.
He says here that they have to be at the school at 7 o'clock on Saturday, September the 2nd. They have to take a change of clothes, all with their name in, a toothbrush, a comb, a handkerchief, and a bag of food to last them all day. Drinks will be provided.
What shall I do, Mum?
She asked again.
Do I let them go?
I can't tell you what to do with your kids. And we know what John thinks about all this.
Renee knew what her husband John thought. They had discussed it for weeks, and he wanted them to be safe. Air raid shelters were being set up all over London. Gas masks and identity cards were being distributed. Leaflets were being delivered nearly every day, telling them about the precautions they had to take, how to make blackout curtains and put strips of sticky paper over their windows.
"I ain't putting no sticky paper all over my windows," Maud had said when that leaflet arrived. I'll never get them clean again. It's just...